what it is for them, whether it's issues of affordability for the essential commodities. Others, to be honest, it could just be personal feelings about some of their leaders. Maybe they are also enduring in one way or the other economically, but maybe they have a personal, agenda. Maybe they feel they'll benefit more through the change in government, or maybe they feel that they're not benefiting enough from the current government. So there could be just different dynamics altogether to all of this. But I guess through a democratic system, we'll be able to find out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And maybe one day we should also talk about democracy.
Interesting.
We should have a full-blown conversation about an honest conversation about democracy, generally.
You said honest?
Yeah, honest.
About democracy.
Yeah, how people really feel about it. But that's our conversation for this morning. Until then, we have the main news at 8 coming up next with Mr. Willow Bonwe.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Do you want to play your part in saving our planet? Join the Absa Plant 100 Trees School Challenge, open to all primary and secondary schools. Your school stands a chance to win desks, school solutions, football and netball jerseys, plus more. Simply plant 100 trees within or around your school premises and send a picture to Plant a Million Trees at absa.africa to enter the draw. Let's write the next chapter of a sustainable future together. Competition runs until 31st May 2026. Even see the fly. Your story matters. Absa.
The headlines. Cross-border traders caution Kazumbula Bridge Authority over trade hindrance with high user fees. CFSN urges government to add local food to school feeding program for nutritional value. In global news, drones hammer Sudan's golden oil field. The Southern Africa Cross-Border Traders Association has warned that the newly established Kazungula Bridge Authority must ensure it does not hinder trade between Zambia and Botswana. The Association Secretary General, Jacob Makambwe, expressed concern that the authority might introduce exorbitant user fees, stifling the movement of goods and services. He tells Phoenix News that despite the significance of shared infrastructure, like the Kazungula Bridge, there's a risk of introducing hindrances like high user fees, which would negatively affect small-scale traders who have reached the crossing point for years before the bridge was constructed. Mr. Makambwe has advised that the bridge and authority must live up to their purpose and facilitating trade for small-scale traders. The Kazungula Bridge Authority was launched yesterday by President Hakainde Hichilema and Duma Boko of Botswana, marking the start of its management and operation.
It is imperative that, yes, any other infrastructure should actually have some measure of management. But now what we are saying that this particular Kazungula Bridge Authority must actually be there to enhance and facilitate regional integration, and it must not be a hindrance to the trade facilitation of the movement of goods and services in this particular vein. Of course that any authority would have ways on how they would actually manage this particular functioning of this particular facility. All what we are saying, the two countries must actually come up with proper ways of how they are going to manage this particular bridge.
The Zambia Civil Society Scaling Up Nutrition Alliance, CSSN, is calling for a balance in incorporating local and indigenous foods into government school feeding program. While welcoming the program recently launched by President Hakainde Hichilema, the CSSN program's officer, Marjorie Chumfia, says integrating local foods can improve meal nutritional value as they are rich in essential nutrients, supporting children's growth development. In an interview with Phoenix News, Ms. Chilufia has noted with concern that the current food baskets in some schools do not meet recommended nutritional requirements for growing children, stressing the need for continual food composition to ensure balanced meals, addressing macro and micronutrient deficiencies. She has commended government for prioritizing learner welfare through the program, which is expected to benefit thousands of pupils in vulnerable communities.
Of course, as you may know, in this feeding program, learners are only offered like two types of food, which is not really fully balanced, especially on the nutritional needs of the learners. So it's important as a nation to also strike a balance on also the local food that we have. When I say local food, I mean our indigenous food, also incorporating them in the school feeding program, so that they can be diverse, where the learners are able to attain the nutritional needs that they need. As you may wish to know, most of our learners in Zambia, it's at the age group, it's among children and the adolescents.
Some stakeholders have raised concern over payments made to students after President Hakainde Hichilema's visit to the Copper Belt over the weekend, saying the timing and setting of the cash disbursements risks obscuring the line between welfare and political interests. Chapter 1 Foundation Executive Director Josiah Kalala says the situation creates a high-risk perception of public resources being used to secure political loyalty, undermining trust in the electoral process. Mr. Kalala states that even if the payments with the optics are concerning, especially in an election year, he's urging Parliament to enact a comprehensive political party law governing party funding and separating party activity from state functions.
The trend should not continue in its current form, even if there might be innocent explanations. I think the current practices raise various predictable harms, such as undermining electoral integrity, money, endorsements. It then gives rise to a reasonable inference of inducement, even if it's not intended. There's also a risk of abuse of the incumbency, especially if it's the party in power arranging these events. Given that we do not have political party legislation to govern political party financing, it becomes a risk that it will look like state resources are being used to mobilize for a political party to gain partisan advantage.
Meanwhile, the former Copper Belt University Student Union Financial Secretary, Masuzio Nirongo, says paying students to attend political meetings is questionable and morally wrong. Mr. Nirongo explains that students are citizens with independent minds, and reducing their participation to cash transactions undermines leadership and integrity principles. He has warned that financial incentives attached to political appearances erode trust and compromise student representation.
We cannot allow money to play around people's moral standing. We cannot allow a situation where someone who starts to manage an institution which must be enjoyed by every Zambian, regardless of political affiliation, paying young people to attend the rally. I think such a person should be dismissed. If not, that person should willingly resign and leave that position to someone who can be patriotic and rise above for the sake of this country.
The advocate for democratic governance, ADEG, has expressed disappointment with the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ's proposal of only two new constituencies for Lusaka, citing the limited number of available slots as the reason. Of the 70 available slots, the ECZ has proposed the creation of only two new constituencies in Lusaka as part of the ongoing delimitation exercise. ADEG Executive Director Gideon Musonda says the decision is inadequate considering Lusaka's population of over 2 million people. He's of the view that at least four additional constituencies would have been ideal for Lusaka. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Musonda argues that the addition of only two constituencies cannot adequately address the challenges the delimitation process intended to resolve, and is calling for a more credible process with genuine consultations to inform future decisions. Deputy is of the view that going forward, the delimitation process must be informed by the population in a particular area, emphasizing the need for